Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we have had a very interesting romp today. I hope your seatbelt is still fastened because we're not done yet. And if you have missed any part of today's three-hour show, may I direct you, please, to our website. Go first to sabrams.com. If you lose me, if you're listening for the first time and you get out of the car and say, I don't remember any of that. What was her name? Just go to Google. Put in radio show, travel expert, and you will find I dominate that media space. And it'll make it easy for you to click right onto sabrams.com. And travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. So I want to take you somewhere. You know, it's still August, barely August. I don't know. We're coming up on the ninth month of the year any minute now. Where did it go? Yeah, that's the problem with time. It just seems to slide right by your face and you don't even know what hit you. And that's why you have to do things now. You really have to do things now. Don't save them for some vague time 10 or 20 years from now when you think life is going to be perfect, and that's when you'll get to do all the things you really want to do. Because it just doesn't work that way, folks. Life has a nasty way of getting in the way of your plans. And if there's an obstacle that can be thrown at your feet, it's going to roll right up at your doorstep. So there are things you can put off and it will make a difference, but one of the things that you can't put off because it will make a difference is travel plans. Go now. It's a place you're busting to go. Don't wait for this mythical retirement or when the children have graduated from, I don't know, kindergarten, junior high school, college. Why? No. Don't do it that way. I promise you, you will never regret the trips that you took that are behind you. You will regret the ones you wish you had taken and didn't. You ever go into a hospital emergency room? It's a ghastly place because everybody that's sitting in that waiting room is reduced to wishing, hoping, and praying. And that's terrible. It's not in your hands. It's in everybody else's hands. But it's not in your hands. You just got to sit and wait it out. And more stories are retold in hospital emergency rooms about how, you know, we were going to go. We should have gone. We didn't think we could afford it. Now we're just going to give it to the doctors. Get up and go, people. And because it's August, it's time to think snow. I know there are some of you that really got socked pretty good last winter. We didn't happen to be among them. And we are in the glorious Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where snow is generally a given, but we had a very, very light, mild winter. And for those of you who are public accountants, you better find the places to go skiing in, well, for one thing, in the summer. Go to South America, Bariloche. Go to places in Argentina and in Chile. In Argentina, you can go skiing in the daytime and your hotel is a casino hotel at night. Now, there's a combination. But public accountants really get wrapped because the height of the ski season, you're busy with everybody's taxes. So you need really to be thinking about skiing now and thinking about where is there going to be snow in November, December, before you get nuts in January with everything you got to do to keep everybody on target for their April 15th or extended filings. And that's why for us here at Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, think snow starts in August. And this is when you should be planning your ski trip. And one of the reasons is that if you wait until November or December to start thinking about skiing, you're going to wind up settling for what's available rather than selecting what you really want. I am a great believer in platinum experiences in travel. That means put a little effort into making it perfect. And I happen to stumble across a place I know nothing about. So this is a wonderful chance for us to learn together. Because we're going to be talking with, I have on my paperwork Ron Ellingson, but I'm looking at something on my computer screen that says Abel Ellingson, both of whom are named president. So we're going to find out if this is the same person with a double personality here, or I don't know, maybe you got twin brothers or something happening. Who is at Mount Baldy. Now, you got to love a place that's called Baldy, don't you? I mean, doesn't that conjure an image of something you want to cozy up to? With a little pot belly, maybe? Mount Baldy. From Mount Baldy Ski Lifts, Inc., located in Mount Baldy, California. I don't even know where that is. We're going to find out together. Right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
All right, so is this Abel? Is it Ron? Or are you both the same person? Oops. Yeah, no, somebody's mic is not potted up. Hello, there you are. Yep. Okay, so Ron, are you Abel, or are there two of you?
No, I'm Abel Ronald. My middle name is Ron, so that's
gotcha.
Why I go by. I put both names down there.
Okay. Well,
so I guess I'm the same person.
I'm very happy to hear that, because I have Ron written down, but I've got Abel on the computer screen, so just wanted to make sure that, you know, you weren't twins.
No, same thing.
Where exactly is Mount Baldy, California?
We're about an hour from downtown L.A. In the mountains in the Angeles National Forest, which is right above Upland in Ontario, about 20 minutes from Ontario Airport.
Oh, okay. And that's Ontario, California, not Ontario, Canada people.
So that's correct.
Do not get confused.
Yep.
Okay. So how long have you been associated with businesses in Mount Baldy?
Oh, 30 years.
Where'd you live before?
I lived in Upland, actually.
How far away is that?
That's about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you knew the area well.
Pretty much.
What was it about Mount Baldy that was attractive to you?
Well, I was a ski racer when I was young, and I liked to get in the ski business, so I ended up coming up here and buying a resort, Mount Baldy Lodge, and then I got involved in the ski area, and so now I involved in both of them.
Wow. So what do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the mountain and skiing? You want to talk about the ski lodge?
Well, we have Right now we're in our summer season at the Mount Baldy ski lifts, and we just put in a new zip line this year. That's a new attraction for this season, and it's four lines of people race across the canyon. You go up and you put on your gear, and they send you off down across the canyon, and you four people at a time go down, so it's like a race. So that's why we call it a zip line race lines. And
are the people parallel to one another, or you're back to back?
No, they're all each have their own line, but they
Got
all
it.
Go to the same place. There's
Got it.
So they end up on the same platform, so all four go at the same time. And so it's a pretty neat thing. You can go to MountBaldySkiLifts.com, and there's videos that'll show you what it's all about. It's pretty fun.
So what is the height that you start at?
8,000 feet.
Oh my word! And you come down, and when you put your feet on the ground again, how long have you been zipping along?
Well, it's about a 675 foot zip line there. So you go across the little canyon and you end up back at our Notch restaurant, which is at the top of our first chairlift, which is at 7,800 feet. And so there's about a 200 foot drop as far as the elevation change on the zip line. But
basically,
you're up there looking at you can see LA from our restaurant.
Wow.
It's kind of a pretty thing.
I'll bet. Don't say drop to a person who's on a zip line. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Ron, also known as Abel Ellingson, who's the president of Mount Baldy Ski Lifts and the Mount Baldy Lodge. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national healthcare alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I hope you have your mittens and your parka on, because we're going skiing. Well, not quite. I don't think they have snow yet, but we're going to find out. It is certainly possible, because we are talking about California, where, like so many other places in the world, like Sun Valley and places like Granada in Spain, where they have Sol e Nieve programs. Where, you know, when you're down in the city of Granada, it's all sunny and warm, and then you go up the mountain and there's snow. And if you are an expert skier, you're not going to be happy there, I'm going to tell you now. But if you are a beginner or an intermediate, you'll be real happy there, because, you know, the mountains are challenging enough for somebody at that category. But, you know, this is the time when you should be thinking about, think snow and start making your plans. And California is one of those wonderful places where you have the same opportunity to, you want to be in sun, you want to be in warm, plenty of that to go around, and then head for the higher elevations and you will find places to ski and have some fun. But we're talking with Ron Ellingson, who's the president of Mount Baldy Ski Lifts and the Mount Baldy Lodge. And you were mentioning that at this time of year, since it's still August, people are doing, you know, kind of summer outdoorsy things, including your new zip line. So, and if you've missed that, people, you're going to be able to hear it archived in a couple of days at travelers411.com. You can click on the podcast and download this hour or any hour or any show for the past year. And take us with you so you can listen to anything you want to hear again or something you might have missed. And also at sabrams.com, you'll find the show notes, the links to the website of Mount Baldy Ski Lifts, and it's Mount MT. Don't spell it out. MTBaldySkiLifts.com. And you'll be able to hear the archived audio, which stays there forever and ever and ever. So let's talk first about if people were in California right now and they wanted to come over and visit Mount Baldy, other than this new zip line that you've put in, what else is cooking? What else is there to do?
Well, we have tent bungalows that are new for this year as well, so you can come up and rent a tent at the 8,000 foot level. And the tents are, they're real nice old tents. They've got windows and doors and a hardwood floor and a nice queen size bed in it. And you can, it comes with breakfast, lunch, and dinner at our restaurant. And you just go for a hike to the top of Mount Baldy, which is 10,000 feet if you're a hiker. And you can also enjoy our restaurant, which you can have as beautiful views of Southern California and you can see the skyscrapers down in L.A. and the ocean. And Catalina Island, which is, as the crow flies, would be about 40 miles from the top of our mountain. So it's kind of a unique experience in Southern California to be able to see the desert on one side and the ocean on the other, because we're right on the top of the mountain there. So it's kind of a neat thing. Our summer business has really gotten big, and our winter business continues on year-round. So we're a year-round resort now instead of just a winter resort, which we used to be years ago.
This tent bungalow you described, is that what they call yurts?
It's like a yurt, only these are a little bit different. They're more like what they have in Yosemite. They got a hardwood floor. They're a regular, like a, with real windows and doors. The doors are like a regular house door, and the windows are glass, and you can look out. But it's pretty comfortable.
Is that only for summer use, or use those in the winter too?
Unfortunately, we have to take them down in the summertime because we get pretty heavy weather in the wintertime when it snows. They wouldn't be able to hold up.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's why I was asking the question.
Yeah, the yurts that they make are able to be in place all winter long. But we have such high winds up here during our early storms that they would probably get blown over too. So we don't keep them up. We take them down in October.
My husband was an Eagle Scout. His father was a Scoutmaster. It was therefore a part of my husband's hidden agenda that he would make a camper out of me. And when I like the way you giggle. And then when we got married, the first summer, we went on a camping trip, which one day I need to write a book about or make a hit comedy series. But one of the things we did was we camped, and in his genius, we had one of those things you pull behind you that pops up, a pop-up camper. It had a, you know, nice big bed and whatever, and, you know, it had a screen door and all that, and it folded down to nothing, and you pulled it behind you. Mm-hmm. We rented it from someplace. Rent a camper thing. And one of the places we camped was in Canada on Mont Tremblant, which was the mountain, unfortunately, where Natasha Richardson skied into a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where. Now it's very fashionable. There's all kinds of huge brands that, you know, you would recognize immediately have built hotels. Then it was quite primitive. But he decided everybody who was camping, it was the end of August, everybody who was camping was nestled at the bottom of Mont Tremblant. And they were all in the treed area there. He decided it'll be so much more fun to be up on this mountain. And actually, where he set up our pop-up camper was at the ski jump. And the wind came over that mountain that night. Thank God he put tree logs in front of the tires, because I had this fear we were going to go sliding down the mountainside with the camper behind us and make a drive-in out of this little restaurant shop kind of a thing where you could rent skis in the winter. But this was August, and, you know, it was just... So when you say wind coming over the mountain for somebody in a tent, I get it. I remember something like 2 o'clock in the morning saying to him something like from the scene from Sound of Music. And I said to him, do you think it would be better if we sang? Because I thought my life ends tonight. No, windy on top of a mountain can be treacherous. No.
Yes, it can.
So and the rooms that you, how many accommodations do you have in your lodge?
At the ski lift, we have at the ski lift for the tent bungalows, we have 25 of those tent bungalows that are available for rent. The lodge, which is the other thing we talked about, is the Mount Baldy Lodge, which is down at the bottom of the of the ski area. It's down in the village, the Mount Baldy Village, and we have cabins that we rent there, and they're more like your traditional type cabin with a nice, they're nice cabins with nice amenities and, you know, like a regular hotel room.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Aunt Ron Ellingson. He is the president of the Mount Baldy Ski Lifts and the Ski Lodge at Mount Baldy in Mount Baldy, California. Literally a hop and a jump from Los Angeles. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now, 800-526-9917.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along, and for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event. Drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
In a mountain greenery.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Jolly Ron Ellingson on the line with me, the president of Mount Baldy Ski Lifts and the Mount Baldy Ski Lodge in Mount Baldy. It's getting repetitive, no? California. Yeah. Where you stand on the top at 10,000 feet on this mountainside, and you can see Los Angeles and you can see the desert, and that's worth making the trip for just by itself. Now, when you are staying in the wintertime, at what level are you getting on the ski lifts? How many, what is the elevation where you actually get on the ski lift to go up to? I'm going to imagine the 10,000 feet is where you go skiing.
Yeah, well, our parking lot's at 6,500 feet.
Okay. Well, that's sort of the same as Lake Tahoe. South Lake Tahoe, when you're standing at the lake, it's 6,500 feet above sea level. And when you go up on their ski lifts, the first level, I think, is 9,000 feet. And you get off and you can walk around. You can only do that on the up trip. Coming down, it doesn't make a stop. But you can get off and walk around. It is amazing in the winter. I interviewed the folks over there in June a couple of years ago, and I was so enthralled by what they had to say, I had to go out and visit. And when I visited that September, I spoke to one of the people from Heavenly Mountain, and she was talking about what it's like when there's snow. And then I went bananas and said, got to come back when there's snow. So we went back 3 months later in December. And when we, you know, it was sunny and lovely at the Lake Tahoe level at 6,500 feet. We got on their gondola things and went up, you know, their ski lifty things. And we got off at 9,000 feet and it was snowing like crazy. And my husband took pictures, and I really need, you know what, if I'm clever, I'll see if I can get a blog up pronto so you can see some of those photos, because I don't think we ever posted them. It was daytime. It was 6 minutes after we left the ground, I want to say. We're now standing at 9,000 feet, and he took these photos. You would swear they were taken with black and white film, because everything was like an Ansel Adams photo in black and white and shades of gray, but it was taken with the same camera. It's a color camera. It's just that's what you saw with your eyes. And that's what the camera saw. It was the most remarkable thing. Do you see that happen often?
Yeah, we have. We're like I said, we're at the top of a mountain, and the weather can change really drastically. In L.A., it could be playing golf and be a nice T-shirt weather, and you come up to Mount Baldy, and you're in a snowstorm, getting pummeled with snow.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can remember, and it really had dramatic impact on me that I should, you know, remember something I saw on an old, and I'm talking old, this has to be 30 years ago, an old daytime TV show. For those of you that can remember, I want to say it was Mike Douglas' show, if anybody remembers him. A fella came on, he and his wife and their two-month-old baby, somewhere in California, on a June day, a gorgeous June day, decided to take a drive up some mountainside, and they got caught in a blizzard in June in California. And in any event, you can go Google it. You'll find it somewhere. One of the things he suggested that I want to remind my audience about, and really everybody should carry in their car 12 months a year, are those Mylar, those skinny, thin Mylar sheets. They look like a picnic blanket. But, you know, they're so really super thin that you can do a few things with. One, you can wrap around you for insulation. And two, roll your windows down a little bit, stick it in the window, close the window up, and have the Mylar over the roof. So if they sent out helicopters to find you in a blizzard you got yourself stuck in, the sun will reflect on the Mylar. Or if they're searching at night, the lights will shine on it, and they'll realize there's somebody down there. That's a wonderful little thing to keep with you, people, as a just safety story. But that's a reality, isn't it? That, you know, you can be, literally, you could play golf in the morning, go skiing in the afternoon, or vice versa.
Yeah, we have that at Mount Baldy. We have a ski race and a golf tournament on the same day, people playing.
Wow.
It's kind of nice to be able to be so close. It's such a steep road that goes from the valley to the ski area. It's only 20 minutes, and you can be down in the sun or you can be up on top skiing.
Now, you mentioned that you've got 25 of these tent bungalows that are they're available during the milder weather months, but they're not in the winter. So what are the months when the 25 tent bungalows are available?
Yeah, we open them in May, and we close them in October.
That's, you know, typical in a lot of places, that May to October routine. And then you said you had cabins. So how many cabins are there?
Well, there's in Mount Baldy, there's not a lot of cabins. There's probably up here in Mount Baldy alone, there's probably 22 cabins that you can rent by the night.
Are they yours, or those are somebody else's?
Most of them, the only 10 of them are mine, and then the other ones belong to another resort called Mount Baldy, the Buckhorn Lodge, which is another lodge that's up here. There is another resort that'll be opening up shortly, probably in the next year, that'll have more cabins available, but right now they're not open.
How do you like that?
A lot of people stay in some of the hotels down by the airport, which is in Ontario, which is only a 20-minute drive up here, 25 minutes. So a lot of people stay in the Hiltons and those kind of big-name hotels that are at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, but you don't get the same atmosphere when you do that, do you?
No, it's not the same as being in the mountains.
No. I like airport hotels the night before I'm going, you know, to get on a flight.
Then, there you go.
You know, then it's convenient. Other than that, I mean, there's something to be said about really being in the destination to kind of drink in the mood of the place. Now, then what is it that you have? If they're not, you've got a lodge?
Yeah, Mount Baldy Lodge.
How many rooms, accommodations are there?
We have 10 cabins, and during certain parts of the year, there's six of them available. Sometimes there's more, but six are year-round ones that are always available, six cabins. And we have a swimming pool, volleyball courts, basketball courts. We have a lot of things for people to do, and then there's a lot of hiking up in Mount Baldy.
You know, it just sounds like a major league step back in time. You know,
Lodge was built in 1914.
Yeah, you know what I was just about to say before you offered that was it sounds like the kind of experience you would have expected people in the 1920s to have had. And there you go with your 1914. That's perfect.
Yep.
But that's, you know, I you had that kind of vision of how people used to vacation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said for that. How, you know, so just in that vein, do you have internet access or do people really get to have a vacation and talk to one another?
We have limited access. We have access in the lodge itself, but the cabins, you don't have internet access, and we don't have cell service up here either. So there's you're pretty away from everything when you come to Mount Baldy Lodge.
Can you imagine? People actually have to talk to each other.
That's exactly right.
You really force them into that.
Yep.
Wow. What do you love best about Mount Baldy?
Oh, I like it because the weather's really, really nice here most of the time, and we're close to the city and close to the mountains, and you can do just about it. You can go surf in the morning, ski in the afternoon, play golf, do all kinds of things living in this area. It's a really neat place to live, actually. I've been here for 30 years, so
newcomer.
I can tell you I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, we have about 30 seconds in the segment, but I want to carry you forward. And what I want to talk about is maybe just give us a real quick, just a number or a month or something so we don't have to sit on the edge of the cliff till we come back. But when does the ski season, you like that? When does the ski season start for you guys?
Thanksgiving.
Okay, we're going to take a quick, on that happy note, take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Ron Ellingson, president of the Mount Baldy Ski Lifts and the Mount Baldy Lodge in Mount Baldy, California, not far from Los Angeles, people. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie, let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie at sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm making my new best friend here, Ron Ellingson. He's the president of Mount Baldy Ski Lifts, Inc. And your lawyer tell you put ink after everything, did he?
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. that includes Ron's ownership of the ski lifts that'll take you up Mount Baldy, as well as some other fun amusements to keep you happy and occupied in the summer months and spring, summer, fall. And then as winter sets in around November, when the snows pile in close to Thanksgiving, you can continue to stay at the Mount Baldy Lodge, where there are 10 cabins, and at least 6 of which are year-round cabins. And you can go up there and ski, spend the night or longer. Or you can be coming in just for the day, I guess. Huh, Ron?
Yep, we're a day area. Like I said, it's only an hour from downtown L.A.,
So
a lot of people live pretty close.
Right. So let's say if somebody was visiting Los Angeles and they wanted to come and visit Mount Baldy and the lodge and whatever, at this time of year they might come and do the zip lining. And do you have other stuff? Like, a lot of places that do zip lining also have things like alpine slides and that kind of thing?
We don't have that, but we do have music festivals.
Let's talk
that
about
go
that.
On all summer long. The next one that we have the Bighorn Music Collective and Camp Out comes out in August 26th, 27th, and 28th. And it's a all-weekend-long event, and a lot of people come up and they camp in their own tents, and they rent all of our tents. And it's a pretty exciting thing. We have like 30 bands that play over that 3-day period.
Wow.
It's pretty fun. We do other types of events like that all summer long.
What is it that the Bighorn, is this all cowboy music? And what is it trying to tell us, Bighorn Music Festival?
Bighorn is, we have Bighorn sheep up here in Mount Baldy, so that's why it got named the Bighorn Festival. But it's mostly folk type music.
What do Bighorn sheep look like? Are those ones like the rounded, like ram's horn looking roundies on their ears?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
They're a pretty impressive animal, actually.
Yeah.
We have the Nelson Bighorn sheep up here in Mount Baldy.
I wonder who Nelson was. Any idea? No.
I think he introduced him to the Angeles Forest.
I was very surprised the first time I saw a bighorn, I don't know, cattle. Did you ever see bighorn cattle? Those horns must be 8 feet from one end to the other. I never saw anything so gigantic in my life. They look like just major coat racks, you know? And you know where I saw them? In Hawaii. On the big island of Hawaii on our way to the Parker Ranch. For any of you people out there who have been there, done that, know what I'm talking about. When you're going to the Parker Ranch from Kona, the longhorn cattle are on the right side of the road, unless they've decided to move them since I was there. But they're on the right, and it's like, oh my goodness. So I bet your sheep are something else.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
Okay, so that's why how that name came. What you said you do other kinds of festivals. Are they all music, or are there other kinds of festivals entirely?
No, there are different types of music. Some of the music we have is everything from... some of them are like rock and roll, and we have some that are country, and then we have some that are just about every type of music you can think of we have during the summer at different events.
You do bluegrass?
Yeah, we do bluegrass, too. A lot of bluegrass at the Bighorn, actually. That's folk music. We kind of call it bluegrass music. It fits into that category.
Does it? Really?
Yeah.
I love bluegrass.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like bluegrass and I like Dixieland. That all makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, in general, at any one time, what would be the largest number of people who might be visiting in any one day at Mount Baldy, California?
We usually have about 1,000 people a day on the weekends. Sometimes we have 2,000. In one day. That would be the most we'd ever have.
All right. So I have to assume then a lot of folks are either coming in for the day and going 20 minutes back to L.A.?
That's true.
Or they're staying, you know, down the mountainside.
Or during some of our events, we have quite a few people bring up their own tents and camp in the forest because it is a national forest, so you can camp in other places other than just the tents that we rent. They have you can camp all over the whole mountain, and sometimes we have a lot of people camping up there.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very cool. Do you have bears?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so who's keeping the bears out of your tent?
You just have to. The bears don't usually bother anybody, but we do have bears.
As long as you don't have your sugar-coated cereal in your sleeping bag.
Yeah, you don't want to have food in your tent. That's probably a good idea.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
What didn't I ask you that I should have, Ron?
Well, I can't think of it. You did a pretty good job, I think.
Oh, well, all right. We're known for that around here. I'm hoping that we have a chance to actually come out and see you the next time we're on the West Coast, and I want to invite all of our listeners, no matter where you are. This sounds like something you owe yourself. And if you have children in your life, whether they're nieces and nephews or their children or grandchildren, this is a step back in time to a very different... This is not your chrome and glass experience. And everybody ought to do this, you know. I'm glad that I did the camping routine with my husband. I'd rather be in one of your lodges than in a tent again. But in any event, it's a fun, wonderful thing to do. And I have to tell you, there is nothing more wonderful than waking up in the morning to that mountaintop fresh air and that kind of cool, icy feel that even a warm day has on a mountaintop that you got to experience. And you don't have to cross an ocean to do it. Just find your way out to Mount Baldy, California. I want to thank you so much, Ron, for joining us today. And I want to invite our listeners to go to sabrams.com to the show notes, where you will find a link that will take you to their website at Mount Baldy Ski Lifts.com. Thanks for joining us. Come back next week, everybody. We've run out of time again. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.